Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, it's show yourself and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening.
Well, good morning. It's the Sharpening Your Spirit Radio Show, and this is your host and your coach, Cindy Sharp. And you know how this works. We spread love and kindness to everybody with a beautiful healing message where we share what spirit has for us in a loving, kind manner. And we're thrilled you're here. We welcome you. And if you are here, you are loved by us and spirit. In this particular segment, it's called The Messenger, and this is where messengers of the universe that have a beautiful, loving message for you come together to share their gift, to let us know a little bit about how their gift works, so we can not only learn as a spiritual person ourselves, but maybe as a spiritual entrepreneur, understand a little bit about how other people have gotten the calling and have found their own gift. Today we have an absolutely amazing show with a gal that I, gosh, just love and honor so much. And let me tell you why on a personal level. And that is because you cannot be in Natasha's presence without feeling loved. And let me tell you, that is a big thing. To be able to be in somebody's presence and just to know that you are 100% loved unconditionally. Natasha is a healer with a very rare and unique gift. And it's so rare and unique and beautiful that I'm going to have her tell us more about it in just a second here. But her name is Natasha Zelligs. She is a spiritual messenger that brings a heart full of love energy here to the universe and some truth and some higher consciousness that is different and rare and at the same time so heart-opening that it can be quite an immensely beautiful experience, not only to connect with her, but to connect with the beyond, which she is able to pull through. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull little Natasha here into the show and invite her in. Hi, Natasha. How are you doing today?
Hi, Cindy. How are you? Love and light and blessings to you and everyone who's listening, of course.
Oh, absolutely. And love and light and blessings to you. So you have such a beautiful, unique gift, and I thought today we do things a little bit different, and I'd let you just share a little bit about your gift and a little bit about how it comes through for you and how it blesses the universe.
Okay, well, it's a long story. I know we don't have very much time, but I'll try to make it brief.
Okay.
So, so everybody, I believe, in this planet has gifts. Gifts of the ability to see or feel or perceive beyond what we are conditioned to understand. And I found out as pretty early on that I had some unique abilities, and I didn't really allow myself to become aware of them until I had an experience when I was 21. And when I was 21, I was on a vacation with my parents up in the northern part of California, very close to the Oregon border. And I had a dream at night that a Native American woman was telling the secrets to the universe to a group of initiates. And I remember how she was dressed. She was wearing this beautiful skirt and a velvet top. She had long hair. She was an elderly woman. She had an amazing talisman around her neck that she was wearing. And that was just such a fascinating dream. And I woke up from the dream and was not happy that I could not remember the secrets of the universe, because I thought, wow, this is a great dream. But then the experience really started. What happened was I perceived this light from everywhere, and the room dematerialized. All the objects in the room kind of became this one plasmic conscious fog. That's the only way I can describe it. And I was not in my body at that time at all. And all I could think to say, because this presence was so huge, so overwhelming, was that I was not ready. So for the next 10 years after that experience, I read everything I could about spirituality, about supernatural, superconsciousness, a past life, everything that you could possibly get your hands on at that time. This was in the 80s. And in about 10 years after that, exactly about 10 years after that, I had a download, what they call, which is tons of information coming into you, and I really got this energy in my hands. It was just really apparent, and it's still there, of course. And I was just able to put my hands on anybody, whether what kind of they were suffering from, emotional, physical, mental, anything, and pull it out of them or put in the energy that they needed to transcend that experience they were having and move into a more peaceful, more cohesive, more whole understanding of themselves as a completely full expression of consciousness spiritually and also embodying form. So
I absolutely love that. My goodness gracious, what a beautiful gift. And, you know, one thing that you shared with me is this, you know, this really goes beyond the human and the physical identification. And it is this direct connection with spirit and obviously a very unique connection that you have. Why do you think that this came to you? Can we kind of go back to that really quickly?
Okay. Well, based on the amount of information that I can access, I believe that I've been incarnated in the earthly experience tens of thousands of times, because I had an experience when I had a full Kundalini awakening and I saw all my past lives. So when I saw my past lives, I realized, wow, this is not my first rodeo. And I started to tap into, yeah, exactly. I started to tap into my own, you know, the depths of my own consciousness, how really enormous it was. And I didn't think I was special, really. I think that everybody has this. It's just that people haven't tuned into that channel. You know, it's like when you buy your cable or whatever, your DirecTV, that if you pay a little more, you get more channels, or if you pay a little more attention, you get more channels. And I think that's what happened.
Oh, I love that. That's so, a beautiful way to explain it. Sorry, I'm trying not to interrupt you here. That's a beautiful way to explain it, because we do all come with our own special gifts. Your gift is quite expansive. And I know if there's anybody that's, you know, listening here today and people that listen to this podcast in the future, they probably, not all of them, but probably have not had quite an expansive experience as you have. So although we all have our own gifts and we all are able to in some way shine our light or embrace spirit, and you say you don't feel special. I understand that, because we aren't. We're all one. I really do know that on a very conscious level. But is there any part of you that when this started happening that you were like, okay, I'm like a little different here? You know, I mean, it's kind of a unique experience to have this happen.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I always felt different. I felt like I didn't fit in. I was hyper sensitive and empathic. So I could feel other people's pain, and I always thought there was something always terribly wrong with me, but it really wasn't me. It was I was just picking up on other people's experience, and that still can happen to me if I don't properly shield myself energetically. And that's something I can share with your audience. I have all kinds of tools, and I know we don't have much time, so I know that Spirit is going to guide the revelation of information exactly as to what people need to hear. But so I learned to protect myself so I wouldn't pick up energy. But I spent a lot of time at home, and I've spent years not really going out or anything like that. I'm very fortunate that I have the ability to work and make money for myself at home, aside from the healing business. So I have not had to, so to speak, be out in the corporate world. That did change, and right now I do have a job where I go out in the corporate world, and it's wonderful, and I love it. But I believe that if you're on a spiritual path and you really surrender, I mean seriously surrender and allow everything to come up, the good, the bad, the ugly, you will watch as the ego personality or the culturated personality begins to dissolve, and you face all sorts of aspects of yourself, of the self, of the ego personality that just kind of need to dissolve so that you can become more and more in service to the divine. So I realized when I experienced these gifts really kind of downloading and coming forth, and there was all kinds of incredible experiences, obviously, that could take up 4 or 5 shows. But what I noticed was I could see light, you know, coming out of my hands, and I still can see that light coming out of my hands. I also can look at somebody's body and see all the energetic blocks. So psychically, the third eye is very developed. My physical sight is terrible. I wear contact lenses, can't see a thing. But so to compensate this, yeah, funny, right?
It is kind of a giggle that, you know, you wear contact lens, but you have this other sight that is so mm-hmm. all-knowing.
Right. It's really, really developed. It's like a hyper, hyper developed muscle. So that I didn't realize that, I didn't think I was special, but I realized that one of the reasons I felt so uncomfortable and had all this stuff going on and was hypersensitive was because I was wired a little bit differently. And people who are listening who have felt always wired a little bit differently, or that people said they were overly sensitive or this or that, it's just because, you know, you haven't learned how to use all your equipment.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're all in this very spiritual place at this time, or this very mystical place where we are all learning, I believe, to honor the gifts of ourselves and our connection to spirit in a unique and different way, whatever that is for each person. And mm-hmm. I find that for myself personally, and maybe you can speak to this, because I think this happens with a lot of people that I talk to too, is that, you know, some days we feel like we can connect, you know, easily, and then there's other days where we don't feel quite as connected. Can you share anything about that?
Absolutely. I've gone through my own struggles with that, and this is coming from someone, you know, just to put it into perspective, I've worked with thousands of people, and I work in person with people. I can put my hands on people, move energy, and basically have them experience their transformation. I work on the phone. I work long distance. My daughter, when she was in college, you know, she had stuff going on. I work on her long distance, and so, or send energy, or I mean, whatever. I just do. I can move traffic around. Anyway, it's pretty amazing. So, that being said, I go through horrible dark nights of not the soul, because the soul is perfect. I go through dark nights of the ego. Where the ego thinks, you know, that it's doing something. The ego doesn't do anything. The personality is basically there to help you function in the three-dimensional reality that we're experiencing. But actually, that's not what we are. We are this enormous fountain, like a pulsating fountain of love and energy. That's all that we are. And the physical is, in some ways, an obstacle, but in other ways, it's like the tool you have to communicate with other energy, with other expressions of consciousness. So when you talk about that everything is one, we're all one, it's true. There is only one consciousness operating, and it operates in all this magnificent diversity of energy, movement, formlessness, and form. And that may be like a little bit esoteric kind of explanation. I really get that sometimes it's hard to grasp, but kind of when you live in this totally constantly expanding awareness, it helps to just kind of bring it in and remember that the most important thing is to love yourself. There's nothing wrong with anybody. Everybody is absolutely perfect. And from that place, you can love and have compassion, tolerance, understanding for other people. It's really disturbing for me right now to see what's going on in some sectors politically and in the world. And it's all because people think that other people are different from them. And that's really where it all begins. But it has to begin on a personal level.
Oh, yes, I completely do understand that. And I'm sure that our listeners understand that as well. And you're right. You know, this is a pretty deep subject. And so we all are at our own different kind of levels of vibration, of acceptance of these different places. But it does really start with us and that mm-hmm. true self-love and that deep consciousness of knowing that we are one with the universe or one with spirit mm-hmm. or the divine or whatever it is that you mm-hmm. call it, you know, whatever resonates with you. And I know that there's some of us that really walk into this energy and it's a little bit easier for us. Some of us mm-hmm. struggle a little bit more. What would you say mm-hmm. to the folks that maybe go through a little bit of struggle? Maybe one very quick and fast idea mm-hmm. that you could share mm-hmm. of something to do to kind of deepen our connection to spirit.
Okay, so I have lots of tools and lots of exercises, but one that really works for me when I'm feeling a little bit separate is number one, to ground myself. Often when we're feeling disconnected and we're not completely in our body, because the body is really important, the esoteric Tibetan Buddhists say that it is an extreme privilege to be born into a body, and I agree with them, because you can work out all of your karmic lessons in this one body, in this one particular lifetime. You can do it all. So the first thing you do is you try to find yourself in a place where you can put your feet on the ground. And if you're barefoot, that's the best. But if you can't do it, just put your feet on the ground, uncross your legs, whatever it takes, get your feet on the ground or lie down on the ground. And feel the ground and feel your body in contact with the ground. So put your awareness into your body. That, number one, will settle a lot of things. Then number two, once you are grounded, you want to bring your consciousness all the way up through the body, up the spinal cord, up, 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 up into the crown of the head, and then take that consciousness as far as you can take it up. It could be, you know, 10 feet. It could be a 300 feet, it could be a mile, as far as you can, so you can connect with the higher part of yourself, the part that is always in peace, always in love, always in wisdom, always in truth, and cling to the power of truth. The moment that you do this exercise, which should take you no more than 15 seconds, you will begin to feel calm, you'll begin to feel centered, and you'll begin to feel more focused. And then you can see where you've been led astray by the ego. Yes.
That is absolutely beautiful. And I think that, you know, some people do have a little bit of a grounding experience that they do for themselves. But there's a couple of things in there that you said that were really important that I pulled out of it. First off, it's the first thing to do. Would you say that if you're just feeling a little bit out there and not, you know, feeling like you're centered in your spiritual energy, this would be a very quick 15-second thing that you can mm-hmm. do to just pull yourself together in a loving way, right?
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great way to when you're feeling scattered, especially. Another thing that I do when I'm experiencing any sort of body issues is I remind myself I'm not this body. I am beyond this body. I'm free. I'm still as the divine created me. That's the next really important one.
Perfect. I love that. So, you know, we don't have, and we do talk a lot about the fact that, you know, this is a short show. And the reason it's a short show is we're trying to give quick, beautiful information to people that can, you know, pull some truth to themselves and at the same time in this busy, busy world that we're in, be able to, you know, move forward in the flow and the next thing that they need to do. I have quite a few people that have called in here on the line. You had mentioned that, you know, you would be willing to, you know, speak to some people. Because we're so limited, I'm just going to pick one or two people. Get them on the line, see if they have a question for you, and we're going to try to keep that question to seriously like 30 seconds. I know that's not very long, Natasha, but if they do want to contact you, we're going to give your information in just a few minutes, and then what we'll do is if they have more questions or they need to connect with you or would like to connect with you, they can. Is that okay? Okay, let me just try one person here. Hi there, this is Cindy. Do you have a question for Natasha?
Natasha, could you look at love life for me?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that quite well. Love?
Yes.
Love, love life?
Yes.
Okay, great. So, I'm sorry?
Yes.
Okay, I thought you were going to say something else.
No.
Okay.
May I just interrupt really quick and ask, may I get your name and where you're from?
This is Mary Lou, and I'm in New Orleans.
Oh, thank you, Mary Lou.
Okay, so as far as love, if love has not shown up in the way and in the form that you would like it, what you can do is you can find that place in yourself that you have resisted, that you are resisting, that you have pushed away, and bring it back. Often when the love life is not to our satisfaction, it is a part of us that we have put under the rug, so to speak, or hidden away, or not acknowledged. So you take that piece of yourself back, and it's about reclaiming yourself in totality as love. And so you're going to want to take that part just like you would a small child. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
We're still here.
You're going to take that small part like you would a kitten or a puppy or a baby, and you would hold that to yourself and love it unconditionally.
Okay.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So if you have felt abused or you have felt rejected, you have felt betrayed, you have felt completely ignored, or you have felt that you have been time and time again in the wrong relationship, attracting the wrong people with the wrong consciousness, the way you can extricate yourself from that without actually physically doing anything is to love this part of yourself that you have thrown away or abandoned or stopped acknowledging, because that part is actually screaming to be acknowledged. Does this make sense to you, Mary Lou?
Sure.
Okay, excellent.
That's perfect. That's perfect, Mary Lou. I thank you so very, very much for calling in today, and I'm going to send you off with love and light, and we'll talk to you again soon sometime, maybe.
Okay.
Thank you.
I know that answer, sometimes those answers sound really esoteric and out there, but I actually have a process that I do with people for teaching how to reclaim these abandoned, lost, or rejected parts of ourselves. And, you know, maybe at some time Cindy will have me back and we can do that process.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to. We have so much to talk about with you, Natasha. We could have you on three or four shows, I'm sure. Let me try one more person. And what we're going to do is, again, you know, keep it to a short time. And let me see if this person has a question for you. Hi there. This is Cindy. Do you have a question for Natasha?
Yeah, I'm trying to find a greater fulfillment in life. I don't feel fulfilled or motivated.
Okay. What is your name and where are you from?
Steve, California.
Steve, California. And I don't know, we have not that good of a connection, so I'm going to repeat what he said, is that he's looking for a question around fulfillment. Can you hear him, Natasha?
Yes. So
okay.
Fulfillment as far as, okay, so let's just talk about the idea of abundance. Versus the idea or perception feeling of lack. So when we're full, let's say you had a nice meal and you're satisfied, you do not want to necessarily continue eating that meal because you're satisfied. If, however, you eat something that you didn't really want to eat and you wanted something else, you would not be fulfilled or satisfied. You would want to continue eating, even perhaps over the amount that the body wanted. Okay, so that's a difference between fulfillment, overfillment, and still feeling lack, all right? So when you are looking for fulfillment or you are looking for a feeling of abundance in yourself, what that's telling me and what I'm seeing is there is an impatience with your spiritual connection. With your connection to the divine, you're wanting the divine to deliver something to you immediately. And what you're really looking for is you're looking for that depth, that understanding, that love, and that patient, constant connection of energetic exchange between yourself and the divine, which is also yourself. So, I'm sorry, I didn't hear the gentleman's name. What is his name?
Steve.
Is it Dave?
Steve.
Yeah.
Steve, what I would recommend to you is to stop judging yourself harshly, first of all. You're judging yourself very harshly. And secondly, allow yourself, like when you go out in nature, let's say you go for a walk or you notice a tree, I want you to literally lean on that tree and feel the energy of the tree. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to be like a tree hugger. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about feeling the energy of the tree connected to the earth. It's a really slow, solid, but incredibly loving energy. It's like pure love. And so when you connect to the tree, your body will resonate with the energetic connection that the tree has with the divine. And you will be able to feel it, and it will help you learn more about your own journey of fulfillment and understanding what true abundance is. Because if you're feeling lack in any way, that will include love relationships, your body, your mind, your spirit, your physical, money. I probably said that, but you know, all of that will be a reflection of that feeling of lack. So, simple exercise, go just lean on a tree, like with your back against the tree, and just either lay there or sit there for a little while just so that you can feel that, so that your body starts to learn what that feels like. Once you start feeling that and that resonates and it becomes a memory, a pattern, you'll be able to connect more, realize that you deserve everything, you are everything, you can manifest and have anything and everything. Law of attraction will be meaningless because you will already have everything and be everything. And I hope that makes sense. I know we don't have time.
I know.
I
you know, that is beautiful, Steve. Did that resonate with you?
Yes, it does.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, we're going to send you off with love and light, Steve. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thanks, Steve. Take care, dear.
So this show, unfortunately, has come to, you know, a very close period of being at the very end. And usually what we do is these kind of love-up questions at the end, and we ask you some questions about, you know, some of the things that you do. unfortunately, we've gotten just a little bit too close to the end of the show. So what I would like to do now is I'd like to share with you a little bit about Natasha's gift, as I'm sure you can already hear and you can already see through being here and connecting with her, is that she not only can meet with you in person, she can also meet with you and do long distance types of healings or healings over the phone. I personally would love to have a healing with Natasha because you can see that she has a gift that is so beautiful and so individual, and that she's able to really connect directly and deeply with you on a spiritual level. So what Natasha's doing is she's giving a $40 discount from her regular fee just if you contact her and say that you heard about her through the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show. Natasha, how can people contact you if they'd like to talk to you directly?
Well, if they want to talk to me directly, they can either email me at natasha@natashaspiritualhealing.com, and that's my website as well. And they can also call me, and my number is 831-915-6678. And I have a special secret offer that I didn't even tell you, Cindy, about, is that
Ooh.
I have all these recordings that I've made on abundance, on love, on gratitude, on deepening your connection with spirit. There's many of them, and I'm going to throw in, along with the healing session, a couple of those recordings for people so they can have an audio to listen to as they're falling asleep or waking up in the morning or during the day, whatever. The longest one is about 10 minutes. So it's just this shot of, you know, what you really need at the time you really need it, and I'm going to throw those in for people if they call for this show.
Oh, well, thank you so very, very much. And we have come to that time where we're at the end of the show. I have to say to you that I'm feel so gifted to be in your presence anytime that I get to mm-hmm. see you or be with you. And I thank you so much for sharing your energy, sharing your love, and sharing your gift here with the listeners. And I'm sorry if there's anybody that called in that did not get to talk to Natasha, but please reach out to her. I am sure that she will gladly help you and share with you anything that you need. So I'm going to sign off today. And before I do that, I just want to say thank you again, Natasha, for coming on.
Thank you, Cindy, for saying all that lovely what you said, and I feel the same about you. And I also want to tell people that I will give a 15-minute free consultation if you call and make an appointment. So then you can decide whether you do want to work with me, and it's a fit or not. So love and light to everybody, and blessings all around.
Thank you so much, Natasha. Okay, everybody, it is time to sign off. This is the end of the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show, where we empower spiritual entrepreneurs to heal their business and heal their heart and to heal others. We thank you so very much for being on the show today, for calling in, and for just listening. You know how it works. I send you off with love, light, and a big kiss. Have a beautiful day. Thank you very much.